The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Lily Glenn, who will be playing the Star Spangled Banner. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Ethan Forsyth, our page from Clear Lake.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 2505 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the education, including requirements related to the mandatory reporting in the Department of Education school districts and accredited non-public schools and the responsibility of the membership of the Board of Educational Examiners and including applicability provisions.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2506 by Committee on Information Technology, a bill for an act related to the consumer data protection, providing civil penalties and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Place on calendar.
House File 2507 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the juvenile justice, including juvenile delinquency, child in need of assistance, and family in need of assistance, pending or proceedings, juvenile justice reform, and juvenile court expenses and costs, and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Place on calendar.
Senate File 2128, bill for an act relating to the education, including the education of those who are not fully education or English proficient, and the standards applicable to the hiring, developing, and evaluation of the community college facility.
First reading of the bill is now ready for amendment.
Senate file.
Commitment or amendment and pass the file.
Senate File 2324 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the designation of real estate teams and the display of real estate licenses and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment and referred to the state government.
Senate File 2334 by Committee on Natural Resources and Environment, a bill for an act relating to the shotguns that may be used to hunt turkey.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment. Pass on file. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers, for today's Black History Month presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I am, as many of you know, a proud Drake University graduate and a proud Drake University professor, and I'm honored today to talk about a Drake alum named John D. Bright. Johnny Bright, as Drake likes to call him, was a celebrated 1952 graduate who starred on the football field for the Bulldogs and built a successful career as a committed educator and beloved principal in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. When he was playing football in 1949, Bright was the first Black football player to play a game at Oklahoma A&M College, now Oklahoma State University. Sorry, it was 1951. On an early Drake offensive play in the 1951 game, an Oklahoma A&M lineman charged Bright, who did not have the ball and hit him in the face, breaking Bright's jaw. Photographs of the incident caused a national outrage and heightened awareness of the racism Black athletes faced. The sequence of images earned Des Moines Register photographers a Pulitzer Prize for photography in 1952. Following the assault on Bright in the Oklahoma A&M game, Drake University withdrew from the Missouri Valley Conference after the conference refused to take any action against Oklahoma A&M. Bradley University, one of our rivals, but in this case, we like them, also left the Missouri Valley Conference in solidarity with Drake. President David Schmidley of Oklahoma State University issued a letter of apology for the incident to Drake in 2005. He referred to the team's behavior as an ugly mark on Oklahoma State University and college football. The NFL's Philadelphia Eagles drafted Johnny Bright with the fifth pick in the first round of the 1952 NFL draft. He would have become the Eagles' first Black player. Due to the likelihood of racist reprisals, Bright chose to take his talents to the Canadian Football League, where he became one of Canada's most accomplished professional football players ever. Bright was inducted into the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame in 1970. Bright used his bachelor's degree in education from Drake University to work as a teacher, coach, and school administrator in Edmonton Public Schools during and after his football career. He coached football at Bonnie Doon High School throughout the 1960s. At the time of his death, he was a junior high school principal. The Johnny Bright School, a kindergarten through grade 9 school in Edmonton, bears his name. Last fall, the John D. Bright College at Drake University started accepting students for a 2-year associate's degree in things like integrated arts, the sciences, humanities, and business, organization, and professional studies. By naming the Bright College in Johnny's honor, we pay tribute to his personal and professional qualities, the very qualities Bright College instills in its learners: grit, resilience, dedication, drive, and civic and professional engagement. I am honored today to be speaking via live stream to Johnny's daughter and granddaughter who are watching right now, and to be joined by the Dean of the John D. Bright College at Drake University, Craig Owens, and a student, Abana Imhotep, who are here with us today to honor Johnny Bright and his legacy. Please join me in honoring Johnny and these two.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winnishuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Gaines and others for House Resolution 105.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines, for House Resolution 105.
A resolution designating October 13th annually as Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Whereas, based upon the most recent data, in 2020, it was estimated that over 168,000 women in the United States were living with metastatic breast cancer, also known as advanced breast cancer or stage 4 breast cancer, and
whereas metastatic breast cancer arises months or 7 years after a person has completed treatment for locally advanced breast cancer, with only approximately 6% of women having metastasis when they are first diagnosed with breast cancer. And whereas this devastating stage of breast cancer occurs when cancer spreads beyond the breast and nearby lymph nodes to other parts of the body. Most often, bones, lungs, liver, or brain. And whereas, while metastatic breast cancer has spread to another part of the body, it is still considered breast cancer and treated as breast cancer. And whereas, approximately 30% of breast cancer survivors eventually experience metastatic breast cancer. And whereas metastatic breast cancer affects all races and socioeconomic classes, and
Whereas, while the greatest incidence of breast cancer occurs in white women, breast cancer is the most common cancer among African American women, and the mortality rate related to the disease is higher for African American women. And whereas breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in Hispanic Latina women, Hispanic Latina women tend to be diagnosed with later stage breast cancers than non-Hispanic white women. And breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death for Hispanic Latina women. And whereas, while no cure exists for metastatic breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer is treatable, with treatment focusing on extending life and maintaining quality of life. And whereas approximately one-third of women diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer in the United States live at least 5 years after diagnosis, with some living 10 or more years beyond diagnosis, and
whereas even though there has been tremendous progress in the last 30 years related to early detection and routine diagnosis of breast cancer, there has not been as much progress related to the treatment of metastatic breast cancer. And whereas while statistics are collected for initial diagnosis of metastatic breast cancer, statistics on metastatic reoccurrences, which comprise the larger portion of metastatic breast cancer cases, is not routinely collected or reported in the United States, thereby limiting healthcare planning and the capacity to better serve these women. And whereas for patients and families, the health and economic burdens of metastatic breast cancer are substantial, and these patients continue to face many unique challenges, such as emotional and physical demands of treatment.
Whereas only about 2% of every $1 million spent on breast cancer research goes toward metastatic research. Whereas additional research efforts are needed on topics related to the personal and social burdens of metastatic breast cancer, the needs of the patient, and the development of new and more effective treatments, and whereas the observation of Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day sheds light on the devastation that metastatic breast cancer brings to communities throughout Iowa and may accelerate the funding of and attention to additional research, and
whereas Celeste Lawson was first inspired to advocate for legislation to support this problem in 2019 for the purpose of elevating attention and action concerning metastatic breast cancer awareness in Iowa due to the passing of her mother, Lois E. Spinks Lawson, an African-American female who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and courageously lost her battle with the aggressive disease on January 19th, 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved in the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives designates October 13th annually as Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day and requests the residents of Iowa on that day become informed about and aware of metastatic breast cancer, its devastating and lasting effect on Iowa families, and the need for more specific data collection and additional research. Mr. Speaker, I move the resolution be adopted.
The lady from Polk moves resolution H.R. 105 be read. The adoption of the resolution H.R. 105. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment or the resolution has been adopted. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I would like to introduce my constituents, Celeste Lawson and Gary Lawson, who both initiated this resolution.
Other announcements come before the body. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, for some introductions, please.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, obviously we know it's a big day and a big morning here as we got our cattlemen from across the state, and I have the pleasure of introducing a lot of them that came down from Sioux County, and I know you guys know how long a drive it is because I remind you all the time. But with me today, I've got Craig Haley Merritt, and probably the coolest name on the planet, McCoy Moss, with us today. We have Dave Olson, John Tiedemann, and then a couple of special guests that if I don't introduce them, our staffer may punish me for it. We have with us today our staffer, Kristen Rosenboom's parents, Dave and Kathy Koima. Please give them a hand and welcome them from Sioux County down to the House.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative McConkey. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Well, good morning, general ladies and gentlemen of the House. It's my pleasure to introduce you to a Tate Giesman. He's a first-year youth Congress member, and he's a freshman at Bellevue Community School District. Tate's involved in football, serves as a class treasurer. Tate's also involved in the local Sons of American Legion Squadron and is a member of the Eastern Valley Trap Shoot Team. Tate has taken piano lessons, so you might be looking at the next concert pianist or Billy Joel. You know, time will tell. But anyway, I want to give you, Tate's going to be shadowing me all day, so if you get a chance, stop and talk to him, tell them how you doing. Let's give a warm House welcome to Tate. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolichak. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction,
Mr. You Speaker? Are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'm honored today to have a couple of residents from my home county with me today. Sarah McAlexander and Carolyn McAlexander and her mother, Sarah, are with us. Caroline is the Iowa Miss United States Ag Queen this past fall. She will be competing in June in the pageant. She's a political science major at Grandview College, plans to graduate this year and continue her career. Please join me and welcome them to the Iowa House. Thank you.
The chair recognizes a gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. With me today, I have Aaron Thomas Martin, who is from the Ankeny Sentinel High School, and is, I don't know if it's his good fortune, but someone selected him to come and follow me. So, you know, let's pray for him today. You know, but let's welcome him to the Iowa House, you know, because this young man will be with us at some point.
The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Thede. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Okay, thank you so much. So today's a special day. I'm all excited. Today's my birthday. Yay! And of course that means treat time, right? My daughter is on her way. They won't be here till noon. They are cookies that she makes. And so I know there's a certain representative who was disappointed last year, and I won't say his name, that I didn't bring him last time, but he should be happy this year. But at any rate, we will let you know when they arrive, and there's probably about 250, so you can maybe have more than one. Well, maybe. But anyway, thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Representative Thede. The chair recognizes the lady from Wapello, Representative Westrich. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Today I have the honor to introduce you to Lily Glenn. She is with the State of Iowa Youth Council, and she will be job shadowing me today. Lily is a senior from Ottumwa, having been homeschooled for the last 5 years. She plays in the Ottumwa High School Orchestra, where she is the concert mistress. She also is very involved in her church, 4-H, and county council. Her future plans include attending Indian Hills Community College to obtain an AA in business, and then transferring to St. Ambrose University to pursue a degree in marketing. Please join me in a warm welcome, welcoming Lily Glenn to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would like to introduce you to Elise Broghammer. Elise is from Anamosa in Jones County, and she will be shadowing me today. Here's Elise.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, for Representative Bacon. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
It's that time of year again where we start to put together our memorial choir. And if you would like to sing this year, we would love to have your voice sing in this choir. So if you're an alto, a soprano, a tenor, or a bass, we will welcome you to this choir. Now, to be a member of this choir, all you have to do is be able to see the Capitol when you come in into the morning here, okay? So if you go by the Capitol, if you work here, if you're a page, a doorman, a staff member, whatever, we need your voice in this choir. Thank you.
Seeing no further announcements, the chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conforest.
Good morning again, Mr. Speaker. Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I do not have an introduction. However, I would like to tell everyone that Democrats will caucus at 10 a.m. in 3:05.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will also caucus at 10 a.m. in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until 10 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business come before the body, you've all heard the motion from the representative from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is recessed.